In the Wild West world of podcasting, there is one podcast that is authentic and genuine and continues to stand tall in its originality. Based on a passion for his guests, their work, and his love of podcasting, Derek Thomas and Monday Morning Critic Podcast get amazing, diverse, unique guests found nowhere else. The variety and quality are endless. There is something for everyone. Derek Thomas is the hero you deserve. He's a silent guardian, a watchful protector. Welcome to Monday Morning Critic Podcast. Here is Derek Thomas.
Perfect. Derek Thomas, Monday Morning Critic. How are you both doing today?
Good.
I'm okay.
Excellent. More, I have to tell you, I had Matthias Erdely, the cinematographer from Iron Claw, on the podcast about a month ago.
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to trap him. I said, what's your favorite scene in the movie? It was before it dropped, maybe two months ago. And he would not tell me. He said, I love the cast of them. But then he proceeded to say your name seven more times during the interview, during scenes. So I think I got my answer unintentionally. So,
well, that's nice.
So there's that. Just a couple other things before we get into this wonderful show. I remember being blown away by Oxygen, blown away by the underrated Instinct, which you can only get on DVD, which is disgusting because it's a great. And then your role in Insomnia, absolutely fantastic with that quote about what you can move forward with. You put so much into developing these complex characters. Do you revisit these characters at times? Are they tough to walk away from for you?
Actually, no. I think that I really work off the page. So whatever the writers have written is how I respond. And I'm not an actor that really takes my work home with me, because if the writing moves me, it's just something very visceral that I respond to. So it's not something that I drag around with me. I mean, I think what I do think about was sort of the experience of making the film, the people, the director, the DP, the other actors. Like, I revisit those things sometimes just when I'm feeling sort of nostalgic.
Yeah, great answer. Jeff, before you took the newsroom role, you had a discussion with James Gandolfini. I can't remember a character kicking down a door in such a profound fashion to start a series. Anytime I'm looking for a visual, like caffeine jolt, I will watch that. Did you anticipate that show having that kind of effect on people 10 years later? I mean, people are just awestruck by that scene. Did you think it was going to have that lasting effect?
You talking about the Northwestern speech?
No, you had it. No, the Northwestern speech. Yes. The very first scene.
Kicking down the door, and I'm going, yeah. When did I kick down a door, and why is that so memorable?
Once we did the Northwestern speech, well, we knew we had a show. We didn't have a show until after the first take of that speech. And I knew that going in. I've been around long enough to know that this is, you know, and they had number 2, 3, and 4 of HBO on the set that day. So you could tell this was it. And it's Sorkin, you know, it's Aaron Sorkin writing politically, and he bang, and you hit it and you know it, you can feel it. And the fact that it's still around and still relevant all these years later is, a testament to him and a joy to be a part of, to be honest.
Yeah. One quickie. Why does Dumb and Dumber appeal to generations of people, not just people? Like, it's number one on most people's list, generations of people. I mean, I feel like as an actor, that's the ultimate effect you can have on someone. It's not only affect the people behind you, but in front of you, your generation. What's the secret sauce, Jeff?
Well, it's funny. It's funny. It stays funny. That's hard to do. And you're right. To some people, Dumb and Dumber is their Citizen Kane.
It is.
I am proud of that. I am. I don't know what it means, but I'm proud of it.
Yeah, and you know what I'm proud of is that I picked up on American Rust by chance, and I've absolutely fallen in love with this show. I'll tell you my favorite thing. You tell me if you guys agree or disagree with this. I love the show's humanity. Like, in a society, we are so quick to label people and judge people. These are good people caught in a freaking rut, and they can't get out. And then they're trying to get out of this, like, difficult life. But they're also in this hugely intense murder scenario. Like, I don't know, like, life is tough enough as it is, and you sympathize with these folks. And by the way, I don't like the Mayor of Easttown comparisons. This show is its own thing. This show has its own legs, and it's completely different. But I love the humanity of it. I love the grittiness. I love the rawness. I love that people can be in a shitty situation, because that's how life works. And I think people can relate to that. That's why I want to promote the show so much, because I think it's a show people can relate to. Do you guys agree, disagree? What do you think?
One question. If it comes back for a third season, do you want to write on the show?
If I write on the show, I promise you nobody will watch.
No, I'm saying you really get it. That was very eloquent. That's everything Jeff and I have been talking about during the press. Like basically everything you said, which is makes me feel really happy that you're responding to it in such a genuine way. That's exactly what the show is trying to accomplish. Wouldn't you say, Jeff?
Yeah, that's terrific. These are people that the audience will recognize, that certainly between the coasts, there is an authenticity to American Rust. It's Pittsburgh. Damn near everybody in front of the camera looks like they grew up there. And everywhere we point the camera, we don't have to do anything. It's already there. The set is already dressed with the rivers and the bridges and that grittiness that you talk about. Even small town Buell, you know, we don't rush it. It's a small town pace. It's people who live in a small town will recognize that. So, yeah, there's an authenticity to this show that I really, really like.
I want to.
Compassion for people in a rut. No, I just think that was put really well by you. Like they're in a rut, but go on.
I really want redemption for Graysendale at some point in the show. I want them to be happy, but that's all I got. You guys are wonderful. Thank you for a lifetime of just phenomenal work and continuing with American Rust. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to Derek Thomas and Monday Morning Critic Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, you can also connect with Monday Morning Critic on Instagram and Facebook, MDM Critic on Twitter, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are found. All episodes available, www.mmcpodcast.com.